start of COVID last year, it was shut down for obvious reasons, and you know that's understandable. And the clients that were attending that on the daily service then were given home support. And ever since now, when the restrictions were lifted last year, and then again earlier this year, we requested to when it would be reopening again, and so that the service could be resumed. And to date, we haven't got a definitive answer from the HSE. And you know, I've been listening there earlier to the stories from Inishowen in relation to vulnerable adults and their normal routine, and that's what they need, and meeting with people and in groups and getting all the therapies and the support that comes from that. And I know Albert from the Regional Health Forum, and that he's been raising this constantly, as that I have, about the St. Connell's Day Centre. But the HSE, for some reason or other, are they hedging their bets, or else they're changing their policies, and we cannot get to the bottom of it. And I think it's time that they come clean. The bottom line here is that it's a lack of investment in our mental health services. It's a lack then of resources available to the teams that are there to run these day care centres. They haven't got the finance, they haven't got the resources.